You'd think word that healthcare premiums in Massachusetts will not be rising as much this fall as they did last year would be a reason to celebrate. For some employers it is, but the state's largest health insurance companies say they expect costs to rise much faster next year. And they also say the amount of money patients pay as they leave a doctor's office or a hospital will likely go up. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Health insurers are relieved to have some moderately good news.
The average rate of premium increases that our customers will experience will be the lowest level since 2005.
Jay McQuaid is a VP at Blue Cross. He says premiums for medium to large firms will increase 4 to 6%. Tufts Health Plan is telling customers to expect a 5 to 8% rise. At Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, the range is a 5 to 10% increase. Though these rates are down a few points from last year, they are climbing much faster than the expected inflation rate of 1.6%.
Premiums are still increasing at a rate that's neither acceptable nor sustainable, and we know here at Blue Cross that we've got more work to do to make healthcare affordable.
You'll hear that more work to do message from Harvard Pilgrim and Tufts as well. The plans are under increasing pressure from employers, consumers, and the state to reduce premiums. Harvard Pilgrim Senior VP of Sales, Vin Capozzi, points to two reasons premiums aren't rising as fast this coming year. First, says Capozzi, insurers are negotiating tougher contracts with doctors and hospitals who are also under pressure to cut costs. And second, patients aren't getting as much care.
People have less disposable income or are reluctant to go for elective procedures. That's really associated with the products we're selling today, more prudence in the buyer, the economy. So when you add that all up, you know, rates are coming down.
But insurers don't know if patients, like all of us, are avoiding knee replacement surgery or an MRI because we're worried about our job and the economy, or because we have an insurance plan that requires we pay a big chunk of the cost before insurance kicks in. These high-deductible plans and plans that charge us more to go to high-cost hospitals are changing the nature of health insurance, says Drew Altman, president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
From more comprehensive coverage to less comprehensive coverage, with what conservatives like to call more skin in the game.
Shifting more of the cost of an MRI, for example, to the patient could be good if it means patients and doctors make smarter choices about when they need that test. The cost shift will be bad, says Altman, if it means patients can't afford or put off care they need. But many employers say these plans are the only affordable insurance options they have.
The marketplace is finally beginning to respond to the cost pressures that everybody has been facing.
Rick Lord is president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
I think the jury's out as to whether that's enough or we're going to need more government intervention.
Lord is talking about a hot debate in the healthcare world that asks, can insurers and hospitals lower healthcare costs on their own? Or is it time for the state to set the prices that doctors, hospitals, and insurers can charge? Based on these latest premium increases, at least one consumer group is convinced it's time for the state to act.
Those rates are nothing less than big neon lights flashing legislative solution, legislative solution, legislative solution, and we can't ignore it anymore.
Reverend Herman Hamilton, with the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, along with Healthcare for All, had called on insurers to freeze premiums for 1 year, a call insurers decided was unrealistic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.